This is TWiT.
This is the top story and exactly what we need to take us through these ever-present unprecedented times. So the next Google hardware event officially has a date. Everyone, mark your calendars. Go to your Google calendar right now. And I want you to put in Wednesday, September 30th, 2020 at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's right. If you're on the West Coast, you don't have to get up super early. Cough, Samsung events. Cough, cough.
That's right.
Now, Google sent out a very warm email to us folks they are inviting to come watch this live stream, saying the following. We invite you to learn all about our new Chromecast, our latest smart speaker, and our new Pixel phones, which we may or may not have leaked all over already, but that's neither here nor there. So we are expecting the Pixel 4a 5G, the Pixel 5, likely a new Nest smart speaker, which, by the way, if you've been reading around the rumor mill, there's a lot of stuff going on over there, you know? Also, the Sabrina dongle that we've discussed. And no, we're not talking about that 90s film with Harrison Ford. We're talking about the dongle that goes into your TV that people have been talking about since, again, lots of leaks. That's all we've got to hold on to in these days.
I'm fascinated that you go to the 90s Harrison Ford rom-com and not the Teenage Witch.
I know. Considering I also just posted the Teenage Witch on my Instagram recently.
And I would have thought that Sabrina the Teenage Witch was right in your wheelhouse and growing up in the 90s and all that fun stuff, or 2000s, wherever you grew up. Whatever.
It was, but I also spent a lot of time at the, you know, at the video store waiting for my parents to get something.
I enjoyed that Harrison Ford film. That's a great remake of an Audrey Hepburn film, but it's fantastic.
I had to Google that one, and it, once I saw the poster, I was like,
I remember that. Julia Ormond, right? Wasn't she the woman, I believe, if I correct the lead? Yeah.
Julia Ormond. Yes. Just see what Ron like gleams from what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure I saw. I'm pretty sure I saw that film in the theaters, by the way, too.
It's on Pluto TV. If anybody wants to watch it, by the way, it's streaming there. Yeah. Just FYI. Yeah. Jose Pontoon on Twitter posted photos of a Pixel 5S dog food device. Now we're wondering if that's the 5. In some like other sort of capacity, or if it's a completely different device.
I don't know. It's confusing because it says in the about phone, it says Pixel 5S, and that just makes me think of Apple's name.
Maybe it means Pixel 5s. Like
there's many of them. There's a lot of them.
Yes, there's a lot of them.
I hadn't thought of that. That's a good point.
Personalities type of phone. And it's our job to help it find its journey. moving on from the phone. Of course, we were also talking about the Sabrina dongle earlier, so that's likely to be called the, here we go, Google Chromecast with Google TV.
Oh, jeez. They just
very long name. Very long name. Such a long name, you can't fill out a whole SAT form with it. That's how long
they really enjoy getting Google in the name because they did it twice on that one.
Yes, the Google Chromecast by Google with Google TV. Google headquarters. This is the rebranding, of course, of Android TV that we've been hearing about. Remember, Android TV was branded over from Google TV before, and now we're going back to Google TV. So we were talking about identity crisis with the Pixel 5s. We are also having an identity crisis with whatever this Chromecast dongle is supposed to be called and whatever Android TV is supposed to be called going forward. At least we have a remote to look forward to, finally.
Yeah, at least there's that.
I like this confirmation. I like Google leaning into like we're just going to tell you what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no more that like the way things leak and renders and all this sort of stuff. Like, no, we're it's going to be Chromecast and it's going to be the smart speaker and it's going to be Pixel 5 and sure that there probably will be a surprise. Like there probably will be something that they didn't tell us about, but I feel like they're setting expectations to the point where us as journalists and you as fans and everybody else can do it, can prepare and expect to be like, okay, this is what the conversation is going to be around. I'm look forward to something that I don't know about. I look forward to something surprising, but taking the mystery out of the event. And honestly, this is not like I feel like Samsung has also done this. You know, like they're all telegraphing what they're talking about, and it's less about how the movie ends and more about how you got to that point. you know?
So. Yeah. I think it's also worth bringing up the fact that, you know, Google's doing something a little cheeky with this event. So for the press that they normally, I assume, would have invited to an event somewhere physically, they are sending little like care packages so that we can watch the event in utmost comfort. So I will be reporting on when that care package arrives and what's in it. They gave us choices. So everybody's getting a different medley of things in their care package. So we shall see what arrives. And that I guess I've got to find a good like at home outfit now to watch this in, because I feel like they really want us to socialize.
Well, it says launch night in is what it says on the invite.
Yes.
So kind of get your popcorn ready, put on some snuggy pajamas. And I don't know. I don't
know.
Not
wearing anything else but snuggy pajamas and, you know, my Natto 2.0 socks with holes in them, because I've had them for so long and I keep sewing them. So,
hey, listen, once your socks have holes, you throw them away. That's just the rule.
Yeah.
Not if they're Natto 2.0 socks that you happen to have found at Kohl's like a long time ago in the early 2000s. Jason,
I have a hard time with that rule too. I have a bunch of really, really cool Disney World socks that got holes, and I don't want to part with them. And so,
I can't stand wearing socks.
Yeah, Jason, same here.
Okay, fine. Apparently, I'm the only one here that throws away socks with holes.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, Jason. Come on now.
I do appreciate that on the invite they have a little asterisk down there next to 11 a.m. Pacific, and it says, yeah, it's happening during the day, but what is time anyway? Which
it's true.
Know, true.
We have in this world at this point, you know, and I appreciate that Google just kind of came out and say, you know what? We're all living in this hell together. Why don't you come watch a show?
So we might as well watch a device announcement together. I'm going to have to hit up Google for a little bit of that care package action. That sounds awesome. So Pixel 5, are we excited about the 4A, 5G, and the 5? I guess we don't really know much about it, but we're about to find out. And does it feel too soon?
Wait, is that a joke that we don't know much about it?
Well, I mean, we don't know it officially. We know Google's Fair. Word is that, yes, they exist. And then we have a bunch of rumors around specs and everything. So I guess we don't Fair. Know for certain, but we think we know. But I guess my question more is, prior to the 4A being announced officially, we were hearing about the possibility of the 4A, and then a couple of months later, the 4A, 5G, and then the 5, and going, whoa, that's too soon. Like, that's a really weird cadence. Does it feel that way now? Like, has our time being fascinated with the 4A burned off, and now we're like ready for the next thing?
Nah. Not for me, because I haven't got my 4A yet. So
that's true. Okay, good point. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see. I think it'll still be interesting to see how they differentiate between the 3, and whether it actually makes sense that the 5 is a 5 and not a variant of the 4A or whatever the case may be. There, I'm not really quite sure.
I bet you whatever's in my care package that they are going to use 5G as a kind of a crux to introduce either a new carrier partner or to just like really hone in that carrier partner. Because 5G is something that is really, you know, the torch is really being carried by the carrier. So I imagine this phone is going to have that sort of appeal. And then the other two phones will kind of be like, these are the unlocked variants that you can get. Like, that's what I'm imagining.
Or there really is a 5S, and the 5S is like the new, what would have been the 5A. Does that make sense?
Wait, wasn't there an iPhone 5S? Now it's getting really confusing.
Sorry. What's that?
Wasn't there an iPhone 5S? I feel like they can't do an S. I feel like that's not allowed. I don't know.
There is an iPhone 5S, yes. I don't know whether they're allowed to do that or not. I mean, it said in the About Phone 5S there. It's just confusing.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to? I mean, they can do whatever they want, right? I mean,
true, but it's like girl code, you know? Like, it's not like written anywhere, but you just kind of have it in the back of your mind. Like, it's kind of uncouth to do that.
You don't do that. That belongs to Apple.
I don't think that's a reason. I think that's a reason to do it.
Right. Maybe that's the reason that Google does do it.
Is that boy code or is that, I don't know what, but like, I think,
I don't know.
Why not introduce some?
There is a bro code. Yes. Yeah. By the way,
there is a bro code. There we go. That's the term.